Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. A vast majority of Kentucky's 120 counties are now considered Second Amendment sanctuaries. Leaders in those counties have reaffirmed their oath to uphold the Constitution when it comes to the right to bear arms. But as Lisa Autry reports, what's known as the 2A movement has hit the brakes in Davis County. A warning to listeners, this story contains the sound of gunfire.
Jason Potts is a certified public accountant, and it's tax season. You could say he's blowing off a little steam at Rock Hill Range in Davis County. He brought with him his AR-15 and two semi-automatic handguns for target practice. He says shooting is in his blood.
Been around it all my life. My dad was in the Army. Grew up around it, and I grew up hunting.
Potts leads the Davis County chapter of Kentucky United, one of the groups pressing counties to become Second Amendment sanctuaries. A movement that began 3 months ago has persuaded 112 county governments to make a preemptive strike against gun control legislation in Frankfort. The counties have approved resolutions protecting the right to bear arms and pledging not to uphold legislation that infringes on those rights. Of particular concern to many gun supporters is what's known as red flag legislation that would allow police or family members to petition a state court to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who may present a danger to others or themselves. Supporters say it's a common sense step aimed at preventing murder and suicide. Despite having a Democratic governor, gun control legislation doesn't appear likely to pass this legislative session in Kentucky, since Republicans hold majorities in the House and Senate. But there's always next year, says Potts.
The opponents of gun rights, they do take an incremental approach. It's, you know, a little bit this year, a little bit next year. So we know that those bills, whatever doesn't pass, will be back.
Davis County Judge Executive Al Mattingly is a Republican and lifelong member of the NRA. But a Second Amendment resolution in his county seems unlikely to pass.
5 times I have taken an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. I take a little umbrage at someone saying, well, that's not good enough. We want you to do it one more time.
Mattingly is an avid hunter and recently reopened the Davis County Gun Club. But Mattingly doesn't believe the county can legally pass a Second Amendment resolution. That's because Kentucky has a statute that says local governments may not pass any laws or policies regarding Second Amendment rights. Claude Porter is the Davis County attorney.
In the statute, a resolution is not specifically mentioned, but executive actions, any other legislative action, I think, is mentioned. And so that was the position we took.
Jason Potts with Kentucky United doesn't think Davis County would be violating state law by passing a Second Amendment resolution. Before Marshall County passed its resolution last month, local leaders requested an opinion from the Kentucky Attorney General's office. The AG ruled those counties' resolutions were legal. After that, Kentucky United members revised the Davis County resolution to be almost identical to Marshall County's and resubmitted it to the judge executive and county attorney. Resolutions like the one surrounding Second Amendment sanctuary hold no legal weight, but supporters like Potts say they hold symbolic value in affirming a citizen's right to own firearms for self-defense and protection against what some gun rights advocates describe as their worst fear, a tyrannical government.
When you look at things that have happened in the past that are really nothing but symbolic gestures, you find things like Rosa Parks refusing to stand up and go to the back of the bus. It was not legal for her to do that. But she was sending a message that I'm not compliant with this law, that's unfair, unjust. We're hoping to send that kind of message.
Despite Kentucky United's efforts, there are currently no plans for a vote on the Second Amendment ordinance in Davis County. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.